ABC News Radio.
Well, it's not just a victory for U.S. law enforcement. It's a victory for the global law enforcement because, as you may or may not know, I mean, Chapo Guzman and the Sinaloa cartel have been pushing their poisonous drugs all over the world and even in Australia. I mean, it were major investigations. We worked jointly with the Australian Federal Police, Australian Crime Commission, going after Chapo Sinaloa cartel selling cocaine all over your region.
So how big was El Chapo? We've called him the infamous head of a drug cartel. But can you explain to us just how big he has been in this industry?
Well, number one, he has been known to law enforcement to be the number one drug trafficker in the world as far as the U.S. is concerned. He's selling, cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, marijuana. But now he's involved with these poisonous synthetic opioids coming out of China. Fentanyl, carfentanil, and this is the stuff that's killing our kids all over America. We also know that he's involved in his business in over 50 countries around the world. Australia happened to be a place where there was a major command and control element of the Sinaloa cartel, and Chapo Guzman has been pushing tons of cocaine into Europe, into Australia, all over the world for many years.
And it's a complex path for law enforcement officials to have firstly arrested him, then gotten him to this trial for this guilty verdict to take place.
Yeah, I mean, the first time we arrested him was 2014, and basically he escaped in a secret compartment under his bathtub. He went into the tunnel system. He got away. Then we eventually captured him in Mazatlan, Mexico. And then he was put in a maximum security prison in Mexico. And this guy is so clever, they dug a tunnel from 1 mile away right into his jail cell where he got away, got on a motorcycle, went a mile in the tunnel, got picked up by a plane, and flew into the mountains. So we've been hunting him down for many years, working with a lot of law enforcement agencies. So to finally get him and then bring him back to America for justice has been a very, very positive event for the world of law enforcement and for our citizens.
And with that background, I assume security would have been extremely tight today.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the U.S. Marshals and the security officers at the NYPD and others at the courthouse has been, you know, extremely well-trained, and they've been on top of this from day one. This has been going on for like 3 months. And, you know, obviously, you know, to get him back to America to face justice is what it's all about. The rule of law is what we stand for, and he went through a full trial. The jury deliberated, came back with a verdict on all counts. He will be serving the rest of his life in prison.
So, Mr. Maltz,
and he will not escape accountability and justice in America.
Sorry to interrupt you. I was going to say the drug war in Mexico has claimed tens of thousands of lives over so many years. What will this verdict mean for that drug war?
Well, look, this is an ongoing battle, and obviously, until we really curb the demand for drugs worldwide, we're always going to have, you know, kingpin types that emerge as leadership and take over the business and continue to try to make billions of dollars. You know, money is kind of driving this whole operation, so as long as there's a demand, there's going to be a supply. But obviously, when we extradite somebody like Chapo, it sends a powerful message to the drug kingpins around the world that if there is jurisdiction in America and the American law enforcement people working with our counterparts around the world actually apprehend you and you have to come back, justice here is real justice, and they'll stay in jail the rest of their life. So it will impact, just like it did in Colombia many years. We worked on the North Valle cartel, the Medellin, the Cali cartel, and we decimated those cartels. Yeah, of course, other people rose up in power, but we did make a difference, and the quality of life in Colombia and many cities has improved drastically.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.